This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Is Israel about to launch its ground invasion of Gaza? It's evacuating an Israeli town near the border with Lebanon. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The evacuation of the sizable town in northern Israel is a sign that a potential ground invasion of Gaza could be coming soon. Palestinians in Gaza reported heavy airstrikes in Khan Yunis in the south, an area where the Israeli military told civilians to flee to for safety. The Israeli military said it has struck more than 100 targets across Gaza linked to the territory's Hamas rulers, including a tunnel and arms depots. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Biden says it's vital to America's national security to support Israel as it battles Hamas and Ukraine as it fights Russia.
In just the second Oval Office address of his presidency,
I know these conflicts can seem far away.
But the president says Hamas and Vladimir Putin cannot be allowed to follow terrorists and dictators of the past who did not pay a price for their aggression.
They keep going. And the cost and the threats to America and the world keep rising.
And the U.S. must set an example.
American leadership is what holds the world together.
The president's speech reflected his expansive view of the U.S. role overseas, while he faces political resistance at home to sending billions more in aid to both Israel and Ukraine. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You may remember the Army private who fled to North Korea before being returned to the United States last month. Private Travis King is now reportedly facing charges, including desertion. A firefighter in Baltimore has died and four others have been injured in a fire that swept through some row houses. Maryland Circuit Court Judge Andrew Wilkinson has died after being shot in the driveway of his home in Hagerstown. He was 52. An investigation's underway. This is AP News. Jury selection begins today in a high-profile legal case.
Jury selection is scheduled to begin today in the trial of lawyer Kenneth Chesbro, the first defendant to be tried in the Georgia case that accuses former President Donald Trump and others of scheming to overturn the 2020 election in the state. Chesbro was indicted a little more than 2 months ago, along with Trump and 17 others. Chesbro was supposed to go on trial with Sidney Powell, but Powell pleaded guilty before a judge yesterday to reduced charges.
Are you pleading guilty today because you agree that there is a sufficient factual basis, that there are enough facts that support this plea of guilty?
The indictment alleges that Chesbro and the other defendants refused to accept that Trump lost, and they, quote, knowingly and willfully joined a conspiracy to unlawfully change the outcome of the election in favor of Trump, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.